Hello, this is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online with your weekly insurance news wrap. Today is Saturday, the 14th of September, 2024. Let's dive into the major insurance stories of the week. Beginning with a new development in autonomous vehicles. According to insights from a report by Howden Rhee titled Shaping the Future of Risk, the gradual adoption of autonomous vehicles will drastically reshape the insurance industry. As the liability begins to shift from drivers to technology, we could see a decisive tilt towards product liability insurance over traditional motor insurance. The identification of faults in incidents involving autonomous vehicles will pose a new challenge to courts and significantly impact motor liability strategies. The interesting prediction here is that by the end of this decade, every second new vehicle could be electric, and many of these will feature self-driving capabilities. This sea change will add an extra layer of complexity to accident assessments and claims, potentially inflating overall claim costs. Moving on to the cyber front, and we have Coalition innovating with advanced cyber reinsurance services. They have unveiled Coalition RE, an intermediary helping the insurance industry get a better grip on cyber risks. Coalition RE offers carriers invaluable insights into cyber risks within their portfolios, with a detailed bottom-up approach for precise pricing of non-proportional reinsurance contracts. This promises to assist cedents in getting their head around cyber risks, a problem that the insurance sector has been grappling with for a while now. Moving from the sublime to the mundane, and we learn that a car parking dilemma has resulted in a homeowner losing her insurance claim with SGUS. It appears that the car was stolen from a place where the policy did not provide cover. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority has upheld the denial, stressing the need to inform insurers about changes in parking arrangements, thereby highlighting the importance of reading the fine print on your insurance policies. Finally, we have a unique case where a traveler's insurance claim was denied because his flight was canceled due to the flight crew overshooting their legal working hours. Lloyd's Australia's rejection was challenged on the grounds that working hour limits were akin to industrial actions. However, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority clarified that regulatory work limit issues are distinct from strikes or accidents. Nonetheless, the traveler got a win of sorts with a $2,000 award under a policy clause for delays over 6 hours. And that's your weekly insurance wrap for Saturday, the 14th of September, 2024. Thanks for joining me, Paige Estrotori, on behalf of Financial Services Online, your trusted source for all personal and business insurance matters. For more information and updates, please visit our website at www.financialservicesonline.com.au. Stay informed and stay insured.